What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today I have a handful of things I'm excited to talk about, including a review for the game Thunder Ray, my thoughts on a new comic I read called Parenting is Weird, as well as some new manga I read, and my thoughts on some of the big Xbox leak, Xbox game timeline leak. But before I get into all that, as always, if this is your first time here, then welcome. But if you're a returning listener and or a watcher, then welcome back. Y'all know here at Danny's to Talk, it's all about fatherhood and family, manga, anime, and video games. So, I hope everybody out there is doing well. I'm doing pretty good. More or less, business as usual. Kind of a little bit of in a little bit of a slow period, I guess I should say, life-wise, you know, as far as, like, not doing any traveling for the kids' sports and stuff, so kind of been able to stay home, haven't been in any tournaments and stuff on the weekends, so the last, like, handful of weeks, it's been nice and pretty chill, for the most part, so still, life always throwing, wrenches and stuff, at you. And also, just in case this is somebody's first time here, I always like to mention that Dad Needs to Talk, especially the podcast, is where I do everything surrounding discussions, interviews, reviews, and just general thoughts on all the stuff I mentioned earlier with the gaming, manga, anime, TV, and life. But yeah, so speaking of life, for the most part, things have been solid. A little bit of an update on something. Some of y'all might have remembered me mentioning earlier in the year or throughout the year, you know, Christmas, the day after Christmas last year, so December 26th of last year, my wife's car got hit when she was coming home from the store or whatever. And so here we are 10 months later. We're still kind of dealing with lawyers and all this stuff, whatever, regarding that. Well, that car from that accident is gone. Ended up trading it in and getting my wife a newer car. Haven't even had the car for a full month. And yesterday, I'm out in Dallas. Just picked up my son from basketball practice. Heading back home, she calls me. Some big truck a big Chevy truck rammed into the back of her when she was like in the parking lot getting ready to pull out, waiting for traffic to clear or whatever. Dude not paying attention, just smushed in the back of her car. It's still drivable and stuff whatever, but it's clearly dented or whatever. And it's like, really? It's like, we ain't even got stuff cleared fully from the accident last holiday. Car barely had it for a month and already now having to deal with this mess. So tomorrow we're gonna have to freaking, you know, take it in. Luckily it's gonna get repaired and stuff whatever, but gonna be in a rental again, and it's like, my god. It's like, come on. But like I said, luckily, you know, she's fine. You know, no serious injuries or nothing like that or whatever, but just the circumstances of the matter just sucks. But aside from that, everything else has been solid. We just finished the first 6 weeks. So, got them report cards. I haven't seen all my kids' report cards. I've seen Vash's is good. My middle son, his is good. I haven't seen any of the bigger three, but I'm guessing they're okay. My wife hasn't sent it to me. So I'm just a guess that things are good with that. But all in all, things are solid. No crazy stories or nothing that I can think of that's happened or whatever. I guess shout out to me. I got a nice little reward, I guess you could say, from my job a few days ago because of a big deployment project I helped work on earlier this year or whatever. So I've mentioned before, we had this kind of like rewards point system at my job, and like in years past, I cashed in those bad boys to get like big gift cards for like Barnes and Nobles and stuff. Well, I pretty much got the equivalent of like $200 worth of points. So I'm kind of scrolling through the little catalog thing or whatever, and I saw they've added GameStop gift cards, and I'm like, there's some games coming up I want to get. Hey, if I ain't got to spend any coins on my pocket, I'll gladly take that route. So, but right now I'm just sitting on the points, not going to use them just yet. Like I said, I'm kind of trying to find the perfect time to strike, because I've mentioned before, your boy, I love deal hunting. I love kind of finding the right time to strike. And so, little side story about that. So, I managed to find my way into getting my son a. So, I originally found him an Xbox Series S, the original white model, for his birthday a couple weeks ago, whatever. Found it at a pawn shop. Looked practically brand new, no scuffs, scratches, nothing, whatever. For I think it was like $180 after tax, maybe. So not bad, because they're still like $300. So I'm like, okay, pretty much over $100 off or whatever. Hey, not bad or whatever. But the thing about the Series S, whatever, the base model, is that the hard drive is like kind of small, and with how big games are or whatever, by the time, you know, he got the new NBA 2K24 installed, Fortnite, GTA Online, and something else. We already running us out of space by like 3-4 games, you know, and it's like, God, dog. So, did some thinking or whatever, looking at some stuff, whatever. And I know, of course, as somebody who used to work with GameStop, I understand a lot of people's quarrels with how they deal with the pricing and stuff. But the trick with GameStop is you got to know the right time to strike, how to use certain deals and sales and promo codes and all this stuff, whatever. That is the times I use to get stuff, whatever. Because I did some insane trade with a bunch of like super old Xbox One and PS4 stuff, whatever, earlier this year or whatever, or last year, something, whatever, and got like $200 something out of all this stuff that individually isn't much, but due to some bonuses they had that was stacking or whatever. Well, did the same thing, whatever. So I'm like, okay, need a bigger hard drive. So I'm kind of like weighing options as far as like me just buying a bigger hard drive versus they just came out with the black model of the Series S that has the terabyte hard drive. So I'm doing some math or whatever. And plus, like, the Series S I got him at the pawn shop or whatever, he said it was kind of doing like a couple of like weird things here and there. And you know me, I work in IT. 9 times out of 10 with tech stuff, I usually like to try to get it new. But every now and then I find a good deal, some like something at a pawn shop or whatever, that I don't mind taking a risk on or whatever. But it did like a couple of like weird things or whatever, and I'm like, I don't want to get stuck with this whatever. So long story short, I took the Series S I just bought for $180, his Xbox One S that he still had, and a couple of old games, some Nintendo accessories I have duplicates of, because we've had multiple Switches over the years. So I had like extra dock and different stuff whatever, and went on the GameStop's website, did the math on stuff whatever, and did some promo deals or whatever. And long story short, I was able to trade all this stuff in, and I only had to pay $50 out of pocket to get the new Series S, which is $350. So basically I got $300 worth of trade in. So pretty much for the Xbox I bought for $180, I ended up getting $212 for it. So I ended up getting my money back plus an extra $20 on top of that. Got like $80 for the One S, and then like $25, $30 for the Nintendo dock, Switch dock, which is pretty cool. Like I said, considering I have multiple of them just laying around the house. But anyway, so I got him that, so he's good on storage or whatever. So like I said, hey, you gotta know when to finagle the deals and stuff, whatever. So, but yeah, so enough of that. Like I said, I don't think there's nothing else life-wise I wanted to mention and stuff, whatever. But since I'm talking about life and parenting and stuff, whatever, real quick, I kind of want to give a shout out to this comic I had read recently called Parenting is Weird. And the author, her name is Cheska Haas. I don't know if that's just a pen name or what, but she does a webcomic series called Litterbox Comics. And so basically the way I came across this was, I was going to my website that I use to get digital review copies of different books and manga and stuff, whatever, NetGalley and Idlewise. I've talked about them plenty of times before, whatever. But so I'm scrolling through, like, recently added stuff to the catalog and came across this, and I'm like, those of y'all watching the video version of this, the image just immediately spoke to me. She does her husband and her two kids as cats, and seeing how colorful and cute the cover is, on top of the title is Parenting is Weird, Tales from the Litter Box. I'm like, I'm a dad, I'm a parent. I see the dad on the cover holding a Nintendo Switch. I gotta check this out. And overall, it was like a really fun, super fun read. And one of the cool things about this is, so basically the journey throughout the comic is basically the author. So she had mentioned at the beginning of it that throughout her life, and especially like with motherhood or whatever, she always loves taking notes of everything that's happened. And so pretty much there's like sections of like mini stories, kind of like recounting different moments throughout her journey of motherhood, from, you know, when she first had her first child to, and comparing like how that went versus how the second child went, different stuff we deal with as parents, stuff that she did specifically with as a mom, you know, kids just being weird, kids fighting, you know, parents, you know, trying to sneak and hide snacks and stuff, all those different things or whatever. And so it was just like super relatable, and just like made me think fondly on all the different things that I've been through with my wife and all my kids and stuff over the years. So all in all, Parenting is Weird is just like I said, it's just like a super sweet and funny comic. And like I said, it especially, I feel like even if you're not a parent, you'll get some humor out of this. But it's especially cool if you are a parent and you read this, like, you immediately will relate to the different things that she talks about and the different stories that she shares and stuff along the way. And obviously, she is a nerdy. Her whole family is super nerdy. Like, there's a panel I'm looking at now where she's asking the dad, don't you think they have enough clothing? And it's like a baby onesie with like Zelda on it, another one with Star Wars on it, and then another image with the kids with like the Mario hat, like this, a Dragon Ball scouter, a Digivice, Pokeball, Ghostbuster things, all types of nerdy stuff, whatever. And like I said, it just made me smile ear to ear. And that's pretty much how I just felt just throughout the whole way. It was just like something very awesome, super heartwarming. So Parenting is Weird. It should be out now by the time y'all are seeing and hearing this. So definitely go check it out. Like I said, shout out to Litterbox Comics. I think that they have a lot of the comics are also on Webtoons, I believe. So shout out to her and this very, very fun series. All right, so let's dive into talking about some gaming stuff. So trying to figure out where to start with, because it's a couple of ways I want to go. I guess real quick, I'll just shout out, first of all, I put in some more time today playing Sackboy with my son Vash. That's been just like such a fun time, because I have such fond memories freaking like 15 years ago growing up when I was younger playing through the original Little Big Planet games with my nieces and nephews, and we played through Little Big Planet 1 and 2, and I don't think none of us really played 3 together. But it just it's a family thing, and so I played a little bit of Sackboy by myself. Vash played a bit of Sackboy by himself. But when I got this second controller, the Spider-Man controller, a few weeks ago, whatever, now we finally started playing games together, which, of course, you know how that goes. Playing co-op in general, especially co-op with not just your kids, but with your small kids. And so we've just been having a lot of fun and stuff. And so we played a good chunk of Sackboy earlier today. And it's just such a delight. And like I said, just like immediately took me back to those happy times playing the original Little Big Planet games with my nieces and nephews. And now getting to do that with my own son and stuff now, it's just truly special. And of course, he's about to be 6 in a couple of months. So of course, he has his opinions, and you know, if I mess up, he'll be like, ah, come on, daddy, what are you doing? Come on. Or good job, daddy. Help. You know, so it's just such a fun time, getting to play and share those moments and stuff with him. Another game that I've had such a blast with, that I wish I could show some of, but Sea of Stars. I finally finished playing it, and it was freaking fantastic, man. Like, I finished the story yesterday, pretty light. That thing was like knocking on midnight when I finished, and so that whole game from start to finish was truly amazing. Like, truly, truly amazing. And for those of y'all, if you don't remember the game I'm talking about, on my YouTube channel, I have like some gameplay of like the first hour or so of the game that y'all can go watch and take a look at, and I'm showing a little bit of it on my screen now, just for example, for those of y'all watching the video version. But it was just all in all fantastic. I haven't really played a RPG game like this in so freaking long, because honestly, I think Chrono Trigger on the DS back in 2008 might have been the last one that like really hooked me like this. And everything from the visual style of the game to the whole host of characters that you meet along the way, all the different characters that you get to have in your party that kind of come and go throughout your journey, it's just all so freaking dope. And I just loved getting a chance to level up my characters and not only see what new attacks and stuff that they have personally, but also the combination moves. And like, once your party grows to a certain size, that just means more combinations of characters and attacks. And so everybody has a combo move with somebody else, and that is just like so freaking dope to get to see. And then like towards the end of the game, you get like these like ridiculous, like basically like super special ultimate attacks, and those things are like a sight to behold every time you get enough of your combo meter stuff built up to be able to execute one of these ultimate attacks or whatever. But it was super awesome. I loved the journey throughout the game, all of the characters, the story, all the variety of locations that you go to. And I feel like I'm gonna have to maybe try to figure out something to do in a separate video or something where I just like dive deep into. There are so many comparison points of Sea of Stars to One Piece. From there's a underwater fish race of people called the Dakari that are like the fishmen. There's sky islands you go to, there's giants, there's like a futuristic area that's kind of like freaking egghead and the void century type of stuff. And there is like so many other things and comparisons I can make, but don't want to give away too many spoilers. But all in all, love the game. I wrapped up the story at about 36 hours. But I think I might still have like a few side things to go back and do. But I did like a good chunk of them because I'm glad before the final boss fight, I had went and set up camp and I walked around and talked to all the characters in my party, and a lot of them had final quests or extra quests you can go and do. And some of them I ended up getting extra attacks or special or more weapons or stronger armor or whatever for them. So those are kind of very good to go and do those final little cleanups and stuff before I went on the path to the final boss and stuff. So but all in all, I freaking love the game. It's definitely one of my favorite games that I've played this year, no questions asked. And it kind of makes me open to wanting to maybe find some more RPG games in this style to maybe dive into more frequently, because like I said, the last one that I remember really hooking me was Chrono Trigger on DS, which was in 2008. I'm 33 years old. I was 18, 19 at the time when I had got the game, so that tells you that. But so Sea of Stars, go check it out. It's pretty much available on all the PlayStations, play it PS4, PS5, Xbox Series systems, Switch and PC. And the cool thing is that on Xbox it's on Game Pass, and on PlayStation systems it's on PlayStation Plus Extra, which is how I played it. But honestly, the game was so good that I might end up dropping some actual coins on it just so that I always have it in my library and stuff, because like I don't know how they pulled it off getting it both on Game Pass and PS Plus at the same time. And Nintendo is doing promo stuff for it for the Switch, but they got the bags on both of those deals. And I heard the game has been selling super fantastically as well. So shout out to them, Sabotage Studio. And again, this game is a prequel to the Messenger series, which I dabbled in a little bit years ago. Maybe I might want to go back and see if I'm actually like recognize some connections and stuff. So, but yeah, Sea of Stars, go check it out. Next up from that, let me see. So I played a little bit of, there is this beta going on right now, probably still going on till middle of next week, but the game is called The First Descendant. And so the best way I can kind of describe this is like a sci-fi third-person shooter game that kind of reminds me a little bit of like Destiny, maybe mixed with a little bit of like Outriders, maybe a little bit more on the Outrider side. But it's been like super fun. It's I think like one of the first games I've played that's on Unreal Engine 5, so the game looks super cool. I'm showing like a trailer for it on the video version of the podcast right now. But I like the structure of it or whatever. Nothing super crazy and complicated. It's just you pick your character that you want to play as. There's like a whole roster of characters that they have for you to go through and pick through. I think it's maybe like 10 or so, all with different abilities and moves and stuff, whatever. And so you kind of just go on these different little missions and stuff where you just go to these different waypoints, kind of like in both Outriders and Destiny, where you have this kind of like open map area that you're kind of exploring. And since it is kind of like a multiplayer game, you can play it fully solo. Majority of my time playing it has been solo, but it's kind of like we're in Destiny, where it's like a shared server, so you can see other people running around and y'all can just freely team up. And like if you go to start a mission, and it'll kind of prompt you and be like, hey, so-and-so is also playing this mission, do you want to join them? And you can do that, they can join your game and stuff, whatever. Or like I said, you can just completely tackle it by yourself. But all in all, it was pretty fun. It did kind of start getting like some a bit of repetitiveness with some of the missions and stuff that I was playing through. But there might be some potential there, and it seems like it's supposed to be free to play, so that might be even more enticing because I don't really play many online shooters and stuff nowadays. Anyways, I really haven't in like the last handful of years, especially since Vash was born, because like, I used to be heavy on Destiny back in the day to an extent. Of course, I never played any of the raids and stuff, but I always loved playing Destiny just for the gameplay and stuff. But a lot of games that don't really let you pause and stuff, whatever, you know, haven't really been too viable for me in recent years, because I always need to go get pulled away, do dad duty and stuff, whatever, on something or an emergency pop-up. But now that Vash is a little bit older and my older kids are bigger and stuff, I might try to start getting back into that. So if this is free to play, it might be something kind of nice and chill to kind of just kind of chip away at, because like I mentioned, I like the variety of characters. And so once again, so on the video version, I'm just kind of showing a clip of what I had recorded, me going through some of the variety of characters and stuff. But yeah, it's looking pretty dope. Like I said, it's got a handful of characters that I immediately vibed with just like how they looked and their designs and stuff. Just like seemed super cool and just like really spoke to me. So I am definitely interested in checking out more of this game and stuff. So but yeah so that's the first Descendant. Like I said, the multiplayer beta is going on right now on I know for sure on PS5, Xbox Series and PC. Like I said, I think it's going on to the 25th or 6th, so maybe a couple of days from when y'all are seeing this. But yeah, so put that on y'all's radar. Last thing I want to just give a quick shout out to as well before I get into my other game I want to review, and that is Lies of P. So Lies of P, it's out now. Came out with like really great reviews across the board, which I think surprised a lot of people. But now Lies of P, the shortest description, I've talked about it before on the podcast, but this is the game that is basically kind of like a Bloodborne meets Pinocchio type of game. And if you've played Bloodborne, you're going to immediately recognize the gameplay and stuff to an extent, because the way it feels when you're swinging, like your heavy attacks, your light attacks, your staggers, and like how some of the enemies kind of shamble and lumber around or whatever. So I had played through like the intro of the game a while ago, so about like 20 minutes or so, and it ended up being the same thing that was in the demo that they put out earlier in the summer. But I still wanted just to like to run through, because I wasn't sure if that was the actual beginning of the game or not, and it was the beginning of the game. So pretty much I played through that first little area, got to the first stargazer, which is basically kind of like their equivalent of bonfires, to where I can, you know, save my progress and stuff and level up. But all in all, a solid start. I might chip away at that over time. This is on PS5, Xbox Series, and PC. It is on Game Pass on Xbox, which is what I was playing on a while ago, so I might kind of, like I said, chip away at that a little bit over time. But don't know. I don't know if I'm really ready to fully commit though, because just because of the stress that kind of comes with those games, I don't know if my heart is built for it right now. Because even playing through that first boss, like mini boss, whatever, a while ago, like my hands are sweating and stuff. I'm like, oh man. But yeah, so check that out if you're looking for kind of like a new Souls-like game with a little bit of a different twist. But like I said, I've heard great things from people that's played it. Very dope. So Lies of P. And so lastly, the game that I want to review is Thunder Ray. Now, Thunder Ray comes from Purple Tree Studios, and this is the game that is kind of like a Punch-Out style game. So, kind of like your, like I said, Punch-Out on the original NES, Super Nintendo era. And so, basically, you play as the main character who is known as Thunder Ray, who is the best fighter on Earth. He's, you know, undefeated, best fighter. Randomly, some little alien creature pops up out of nowhere, zaps you away to some alien planet, and you end up fighting these different aliens and creatures and stuff. And so, I, on paper, I love, or on the surface level, I love the visual look and the visual style of the game. It was like so freaking beautiful, so freaking cool. And it just like really spoke to me, and that's what really grabbed my attention about it in the first place, was seeing how cool and colorful and vibrant it looked. And so I definitely had to give it a shot, because I think it was like $15 to buy. I played it on PS5, but it's on Xbox, PC, and Nintendo Switch as well. And so I played it, I had fun with it, but my biggest critique with the game, and of course, like I said, I've talked about it before, how I'm not too big into fighting games in general, and I've never really played much of Punch-Out back in the day, of course, aside from like the occasional or the casual, trying it out here and there. But this game is ridiculously short. And now, of course, these type of games are kind of more designed for you to kind of keep playing, replaying them and stuff, and just, you know, just for the fun of it, to hone your skills and stuff, whatever. And I will also say that, like, my first playthrough of it, I did play on the kind of like the lowest level, which is kind of like a rookie level. There's like rookie, combatant, and like a hard difficulty one, just because, like I said, I'm not too attuned to these type of games. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna drop the difficulty a little bit just so I can kind of like get my bearings or whatever. And then by the time I got rolling and grooving or whatever, it was over. And I was like, what is that the game? And so that definitely left me disappointed with it, to say the least. And I guess I should clarify, when I say short, I'm talking like it was like 20 minutes, 30 minutes tops, like 30 or so minutes, whatever. Because and it's kind of funny, because at the beginning of it all, I had when I was looking through like some YouTube videos and stuff, I came across a couple of videos or whatever. There was like Thunder Ray full playthrough, but the video was like 30 minutes long or shorter, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, that's weird. And I just kept going or whatever until I played it myself. And like I said, by the time I got rolling and going good, and then I beat the last fighter or whatever, and then it went into this cutscene or whatever, and it was like, you know, Thunder Ray stands, you know, undefeated and da 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 da, and this, you know, this kind of shadowy figure appears or whatever, and it's like something like along the lines of like, you know, who will he fight next or whatever. And then credits rolling, and then it's like, thank you for playing. And I'm back at the title screen, I'm like, yo. So that is probably like my biggest ding against the game, is the time. As well as, I also didn't like during the fights and stuff, when you start to get overwhelmed and you're losing or whatever, the camera will like zoom in on the enemy, and like it'll get like really close, and so basically you'll kind of like, you know, be far enough away to where you can clearly see their punches, their swings, and, you know, kind of like try to get a read of them or whatever. But as, you know, if you start losing a lot, then the enemy will get closer and closer until they're practically like this in front of the camera. and you can't even see some of them, like some of like the like more normal human size, the smaller ones, not too big of a problem, but like the final boss is like a huge hulking big alien creature dude or whatever, and when that happens, he takes up most of the screen, and it's like I can barely see when he's swinging or whatever, and so stuff like that. Like that was like another part that was like kind of frustrating, and that I didn't like design wise. To where, like I said, I could kind of understand in a way what they were trying to go for in the design of it, with like it's like, oh, you know, a boxer getting overwhelmed or whatever, and kind of disoriented, can't think straight or whatever. But the way it's represented visually or whatever, I didn't like. But all in all, you know, I don't regret buying it or whatever, because like I said, it was $15. But like I said, the fact that, you know, I paid $15 for it, and then even with me getting my bearings or whatever, within 30, 40 minutes tops, credits was rolling, and Bash was sitting next to me, kind of like watching me play through it or whatever, and he was like, "Dada, you done?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess game's over." And other thing I kind of mentioned too, whatever, that I was surprised by, but it fit the visual style of it. But just as a heads up, the game is very bloody and gory, because I was not expecting that until like some of like the enemies you fight, not all of them, but some of them, when you hit that finishing blow, the enemy like explodes, and like it's like blood and guts and intestines and stuff like raining down. It's like, whoa, okay. I was not expecting to see that, but yeah, like I said, Thunder Ray, it's fun, but like I said, just know going in that it's a short experience. So like I said, if this isn't something that you think you might kind of play over and over and over just for fun, or you just have $15 in your pocket that you just, you know, burn a hole in your pocket or whatever, you know, maybe wait for it to get a hair cheaper, even though it's $15. But I do hope that the developers maybe revisit it again and circle back to it, because like I said, like the way it looks and stuff was so freaking dope. And so yeah, so I hope that they maybe do a continuation of this in some form or fashion, because like especially the way it ended, it was like setting up for there to be more or whatever. So, but who knows, you know, like I said, maybe eventually we'll get a sequel or some extra content or something, whatever, at some point in time. But all in all, Thunder Ray was solid, not great, but like I said, the highlight of it is definitely the visual look of it, as well as the enemy design. But yeah, so hopefully they'll get a chance to kind of like circle back to it and give it another shot, because like I said, like visually it looks so cool, and like I said, like the way it ends kind of feel like a cliffhanger, you know, for where it stopped at. So hopefully they'll maybe do a sequel, or they will circle back to it in some form or fashion. And forgive me if I might have repeated that last little bit, because I had paused it and thought I had unpaused this recording and started talking again, and it was still paused. So forgive me if I just double spoke again, but I'm just going to say again, I really appreciated the variety of the enemy and character designs and stuff, because they had some really fun looking characters and stuff, especially like this little green alien thing, and there's kind of like a shadowy smoke vampire looking thing that I really enjoyed fighting against or whatever, so just because of how outlandish and cartoony and stuff they were. But yeah, so that's it as far as like the games I've been playing. Couple of gaming news things I just want to just touch on very briefly before I get into what I'm watching and manga stuff, whatever. The Division 3 is happening. So I was very excited to see this news. It is still many years away. Many, many, many years away. But they confirmed that one of, I guess, like the creative leads or something from like the first division and stuff, whatever. He's coming back. I think he's working on the Star Wars. What is that? Star Wars Outlaws. I think he's working on that game. So I think once he wraps that up, he's coming back to lead the next Division 3 game or whatever. So very cool to see that news and those announcements. At Tokyo Game Show, just put on the radar for the Game Pass people. Xbox got a couple of cool things. They got the Yakuza, both the Yakuza Like a Dragon 8 that's coming in January. That's going to be on Game Pass. Infinite Wealth, and then the Man Who Forgot His Name or something like that, that's coming out in November, that's going to be on Game Pass as well. So a couple of pretty big gets there. Xbox, big thing. I'm not going to go through all of it because a lot of y'all probably by this point have heard all of the news and stuff, whatever, but I just had to just touch on it very briefly or whatever. But Xbox had possibly one of the biggest info leaks in gaming history this past week, so for a little bit of context, Xbox, Microsoft is still dealing with the FTC and stuff with the Federal Trade Commission and the CMA court case, dealing with them trying to buy ABK, Activision Blizzard King. And so during the process of documents and stuff being uploaded, pretty much the tons of emails, design docs, roadmaps and stuff. Now, some of this stuff is like a couple years old, but still the fact that this stuff got leaked is super ridiculous. So some of the kind of like top level highlights or whatever is a digital only version of the Xbox Series X with a 2 terabyte hard drive. The design on this right now is like a cylinder, so it's not the cube shape, it's like a cylinder shape, and 2 terabyte storage supposed to be coming out holiday next year. And there is a new controller that's on the horizon that's gonna have like more haptic feedback, kind of like the PS5 controller and stuff, that's supposed to be coming out sometime in the next year or so. Let me see the kind of roadmap for their future console release. So they're projecting or trying to look at putting out the next generation Xbox around the year 2028. Is where they're kind of like roadmap for when the next generation is going to start. And so all this stuff was just like super interesting to see. There was even some documents with like different stuff that they like supporting or whatever, or like ideas that they've had over the years. And one of those ideas included a handheld Xbox system and a bunch of other stuff. One of the other things, let me see if I can find it. Yes, so there was a Bethesda leak, and this is obviously from back before COVID, right around the time where they were looking at buying Bethesda and ZeniMax Studios. And so the kind of like roadmap for some of the stuff that they had planned, and obviously with the dates and stuff on some of the stuff, you can tell that this is outdated, but like originally they were trying to get Starfield and Redfall out in 21. Obviously those just came out now. There's already plans for or talks of a Starfield expansion coming out a year later. They were originally projecting Elder Scrolls 6 coming out in 2024, which clearly that's definitely not happening. They're barely getting ramped up on production of that. There's mention of a Oblivion remaster, a Fallout 3 remaster, Dishonored 3 is listed on here, a Ghostwire Tokyo sequel, a new Doom game presumably called Doom Year Zero. What other stuff? Those are kind of like the main highlights, and some unknown projects, Project Kestrel, Project Platinum, and stuff like that. So that stuff was like very interesting, kind of like get that insight into some of their potential roadmaps and ideas and stuff. So like I said, a lot of these documents are old, and clearly some of these games, I don't know if that I mentioned or whatever, if they're still going to come out or planned or when they might release or whatever. But just like I said, just wanted to mention some of those like very brief highlights and stuff. Just like I said, because it was like such a big thing, because I remember the other day when it was first happening, I was seeing, you know, like Xbox trending and different stuff, and I'm like, okay, you know, is there, you know, a you know, I'm just thinking, like, okay, you know, Tokyo Game Show is coming up, and Starfield just came out, so I'm like, okay, there's plenty of stuff for reasons for them to be trending. And then I started seeing different things here and there, and I'm like, whoa, so much stuff leaked. But yeah, so feel sorry for whoever over there dropped the ball and uploaded all these documents and stuff, whatever. So, because they might not be having a job soon, whoever this person is. But yeah, so yeah, very crazy stuff to see. But yeah, so I think that's it for like all the gaming news I wanted to touch on. Let me just kind of glance through my thing. Shout out to Mortal Kombat 1 just came out. Heard that's doing good. Last week, a few days ago, was the 10-year anniversary for GTA 5, which that is freaking ridiculous to even think about, that Grand Theft Auto 5 is 10 years old now. So super wild, super crazy. I guess just for those of y'all that are interested, the Cyberpunk 2077 just had a big 2.0 update that pretty much like overhauled the entire gameplay and stuff for that game. So that dropped, that's free. But then their expansion, Phantom Liberty, is coming out in the coming days, or it might be out by the time y'all are seeing this. So I still never really played Cyberpunk. But shout out to them, because I've been hearing great things for that. And I think that might be it. Let me see. Yeah, only other like quick little things. Octopath Traveler 2 is coming to Xbox early next year. The Ace Attorney Trilogy is coming to Game Pass soon. There was a gameplay deep dive for Dragon's Dogma 2. And DLC for Resident Evil 4 Remake just came out. Payday 3 just dropped last week as well. My son has been playing and enjoying that. Some gameplay stuff for Final Fantasy Rebirth got out there. I've been thinking about playing Final Fantasy 7 Remake, because I have it, because I think I got it through like PlayStation Plus or whatever. And I've never really gotten into Final Fantasy or whatever, but I've always heard great things about 7 and especially this remake. So I don't know, I might give it a shot and give it a try. So let me see. Sorry. Okay, so yeah, so that's pretty much it for gaming stuff. I'm gonna pause really quick and get set up to talk about some, I don't know if I have much anime stuff to talk about right now, but I might, but if not, I'll be back to talk about either some anime or manga. So I'll be right back. Okay, so I actually do have a few things that I have been watching. I kind of took a look at it while I took my little break. And also shout out to the homies Polo and Tail from My Chick Waifu Waifu Podcast. They're currently live streaming their episode talking about their fall anime preview. And so I had to pop in and show them some love and support while I was getting myself together. And speaking of which, I'll be doing my own fall preview of sorts in a couple of weeks, just because I kind of have maybe a different way I kind of want to do it than usual. So I'm going to kind of think and plan that out. But I will be doing one in the coming weeks, though. But I kind of trying to plan stuff out in the long run, because I already kind of have an idea of what I want to do for the next episode. Because Reservation Dogs, the final season, the final episode of the final season is airing this week. So I've been waiting to watch that whole season. So I'll probably be doing that. My Adventures with Superman, that finished. So I want to go binge watch that. The new Harley Quinn season finished up. The new Adventure Time Fiona and Cake series dropped the other day. I didn't realize it already dropped. So a few things there I kind of want to maybe touch on in coming episodes or whatever. So just trying to pace this stuff out. So, but as far as today, so anime-wise, so I kind of been dabbling in a few things. I'm going to just kind of shout out briefly the couple of new things I've been checking out. And of course, y'all can always follow me on annielist.co/dadneedstotalk, and you can kind of like keep up with what I'm watching and reading as I update it. More so on the watching than the reading. I gotta get my reading list of stuff in order on there, but my watching stuff pretty tends to pretty much stay on point with that, because I try to do as soon as I watch an episode or watch a few episodes, whatever, go on here and update it and stuff. So, but yeah, so a couple of things. First off, it's this kind of a slice of life show called Super Cub that I started watching, and so it basically follows this young lady who doesn't have anything. She doesn't have any parents, any close friends, plans for the future, nothing or whatever. She just lives by herself, and she ends up getting this this kind of like motorcycle moped type of thing, whatever, called a Super Cub, and a Honda Super Cub, that's what it is. And and I don't know, it's just like a heartwarming slice of life show. Just watching this young lady just slowly seeing her world expand, because, you know, she used to, I think, walk or ride her bike to school or whatever, and now that she has this kind of like little motorcycle, it allows her to go to and from faster, allows her to go further than outside of her normal means, and she slowly starts to meet people, make friends and stuff. And so I'm about halfway through. I've watched five, six episodes so far, and there's 12. This originally aired in April 2021, so a couple of years ago. But yeah, so it's just been like a very fun and chill show to watch. So I look forward to continuing watching that. The other one I started watching was The Daily Life of the Immortal King. So this one came out in 2020, so it's a few years ago. Apparently there's already a sequel that's finished, and I think a season 3 is coming. So this one has a lot to it already, but the kind of funny thing with this is that basically the main character Wang Ling is a high school student with a cool and carefree demeanor, very low spiritual force, but he is super powerful. And so I don't know, it just kind of just follows this high school dude who is super powerful, but a lot of people, at least at first, doesn't really know how powerful he is. And that, like, back when he was a kid, he was the one that helped defeat this like great demon thing or whatever that this adult dude ended up taking the credit for and became a super famous hero or whatever. But I don't know, it's just been like something interesting to watch from time to time, whatever. So, but Daily Life of the Immortal King, nothing super crazy going on about it. And there was another one I had started. Shoot, where did it go? I can't remember if I had talked about me finishing Forming Life in Another World or not, but I went back to that a couple weeks ago and finished that. I don't know. I don't know where the episode I'm looking for went, but I think it's called she professed herself to be his pupil or something like that. Okay, I found the name. She professed herself pupil of the wise man. And so this one is basically it takes place within a video game setting. So, you know, real world people playing this fantasy MMO game. And so that's kind of like the setting for it or whatever. I've only watched like an episode and a half, and it was solid. I'm definitely going to continue watching or whatever, but it's kind of one that I'll just kind of like chip away at slowly over time. It's not like a high priority watch or anything like that. Now, to a couple shows from this season that I went back and I wrapped up. First off, let me see. This one. My unique skill makes me OP even at level 1. So this one was a interesting watch. And honestly, the way the season ended, I don't know where they're going to go from here, because apparently both the manga and the light novel are still ongoing. But the way the season ended, it would have been a fine wrap-up for me or whatever. But, you know, it's nothing super crazy, basically. It's an isekai. Guy gets summoned to another world, and he ends up there as a part of an item dropped from a slime monster or whatever. And the thing is that like his level is capped at level 1, but his skills and stuff can level up, and he can get unique item drops and stuff that only he can get and only he can see, like these two pistols he ends up getting. But all in all, as the homie would say, this was a quality mid show. Which one thing I did appreciate was that this was simuldub the whole way through, so that made it even much easier to watch throughout the season. Was because it was dubbed the whole way through, dub was solid. Number one thing I did not like about the show was this bunny girl, horrible. worst character of the show. But aside from her, it was okay. You know, like I said, it was kind of just like a solid chill show to watch every Saturday. Nothing too crazy about it or whatever, but nice fun watch. Next is the great cleric, another isekai. Where this salaryman gets shot and is reborn or reincarnated in another world as a 15-year-old healer. But the thing about healers in this world is that they are typically notorious for overcharging and price gouging people to provide healing services and stuff. But he's not like that. He's like, nah, if I see somebody that needs help, I'm going to help them. And so, overall, this was really solid because there was steady progress, because we followed him for, I think, 4 years past across the time of this show, from when he first gets reincarnated to where the season ends. It's 4 years total. And so I appreciated that. And it wasn't slow either, to where it was like, okay, you know, he's at this place training or whatever, and so, you know, we kind of see like training, some of the training stuff in chunks, but it'll be like, okay, you know, hey, okay, it'll kind of jump ahead a little bit. Okay, I've been training with this guy for 6 months. Okay, man, I've been, after a year's worth of training, now I'm ready to go on to this next thing or whatever. Okay, now I'm here. All right, I'm here for a couple months or whatever, and da da da. But all in all, it was like a really fun and solid one that I enjoyed watching. This one was sub. It does have a dub, but it's a couple episodes behind, so I haven't watched the dub. But I enjoy this, and the way that final episode ended definitely kind of like really expanded the world building and stuff for things to come. So I am definitely very excited to kind of see another season for this, because the other funny thing is, like, I was just like looking at some stuff, whatever, for the manga, and came across the volume cover, the cover for volume 10, and I see him standing on a hill, obviously looking even a little bit more older, which, hey, if we covered 4 years in this first season, I can only imagine he'll continue to progress and get older, which I think would be very dope. But it looks like there's a jet flying in the background, so I am like, yo, I need to know what is going on. Where does this show go to where there's a jet? But yeah, all in all, I really enjoyed where things left off with this show, so I look forward to more coming. And lastly, for stuff that I watched, Reborn as a Vending Machine, I Now Wander the Dungeon. For a show that I know a lot of people immediately wrote off, didn't even give it a shot because of the name and the premise of it. Of course, for those who don't know, this is the isekai anime where the guy gets reborn as a vending machine in a fantasy world. Of course, super out there premise or whatever. But this show ended up being really dope and really heartwarming. And it ended up being kind of like a cozy watch that I looked forward to watching every Wednesday when it came out. And this one also has a dub that's a couple of episodes behind. I want to kind of maybe go back and maybe check out some of the dub episodes. And they immediately announced after season one was done that they're already working on a season two. So very cool. And I look forward to watching more of this. But yeah, I just really enjoyed seeing the growth, the different characters, supporting cast that he meets along the way, and how they truly expand the vending machine thing or whatever, to where throughout the show he's not just this one machine, he can transform into other types of vending machine or vending machine-esque type of things that are like real deal, real things in Japan, like a machine thing that provides defibrillators for reviving people, a kind of like portable gas thing, a portable washing and drying machine thing, a portable machine that provides condoms and sex safe products or whatever, a machine that provides clothing and stuff, whatever, and even with him being just at his base vending machine thing, whatever, the fact that he can constantly change and adapt the items that he provides and stuff, whatever, is like pretty cool, and how he has his own skill tree to where, you know, he can, you know, deploy a barrier and stuff, and he can do freaking telekinesis by the end of the season. Just a bunch of like really cool unexpected things, whatever. But like I said, this was just like a show that ended up, I took a look at it because of the silly idea of the premise. But even before I watched the anime, I heard people being like, no, this show, this series, I read the manga, is legit good. So I watched that first episode and I was like, okay, that was kind of goofy, whatever. Let me at least check out the next episode. And the next episode sold me, and it was a priority watch every week after that. So shout out to Reborn as a Vending Machine. Very dope, very fun show. And let me see. I think that's it as far as like stuff I've watched recently that I wanted to shout out. So yeah, so I'm gonna take one last little break, and I'm gonna come back and we'll talk about some manga. All right, I'm back. So before I dive into all the different stuff whatever, and of course I'm not gonna say no spoilers on either side, but I figured this was a perfect one, just a shout out on my transition from watching to reading. But shout out to the JJK Jujutsu Kaisen fans. I know the anime has some of y'all in shambles, and the manga, what happened in the most recent chapter has a lot of y'all in shambles too. So I heard a lot of like the hubbub and buzz a few days ago. So I went and caught up because I was like 10 chapters behind in JJK because I enjoy that series, but it's also not like a priority thing for me every week. So I just let them build up or whatever. And so I read and I caught up and I was like, oh. And the timing of what happened in the manga versus what happened in the anime this week is kind of interesting, but I'm gonna leave it at that. So so shout out to y'all. But speaking of reading and stuff, so yeah, I've been like slowly trying to get back into reading more manga and stuff with it, because I hadn't really been in the groove for it lately, aside from, you know, my usual One Piece reads every week, which I'm gonna touch on in a minute. But aside from that, you know, I haven't really like read stuff, whatever, because like I am way behind. I am like double digits behind on Sakamoto Days. I'm like 30 chapters behind on Akane Banashi. What's some other main ones? Undead Unluck, I'm probably like 50 chapters behind or something crazy now. I still never circle back to finish reading because Mashal ended months ago. I need to go back and just binge read and finish that up, whatever. Beat in Motion is one that I've enjoyed that I need to catch up on. I might, maybe like a handful of chapters behind on that. This new one called Shoujo No, liked a couple chapters I read of that. Wild Strawberries, behind a couple chapters on that one as well. Tokyo Underworld, I'm like 30 chapters behind on. Same thing with Oshinoko, Shibutarian, Kindergarten Wars. So many things. So, but enough of what I'm behind on. Let me touch on what I'm actually reading. So this is one that I had actually did like a separate like mini episode talking about, called Daddy and Buddy. So go check that out for like longer in-depth thoughts. But I just wanted to shout it out again here. This is the series that basically it follows a dad who's in his late 20s. Married, has 3 kids, and he is a gym instructor, or a gymnast instructor, I should say specifically, because he used to be a former gymnast himself, had dreams and aspirations of going to the Olympics and stuff like that. That didn't happen, but he still wanted to stay close to the sport and to also help kids and stuff, and so he became a gymnast instructor. Well, some years back, he gained the ability to see these weird little creatures that only kind of like haunt or mess with kids. And so these things, these kind of like insects or whatever, they kind of basically feed off of like the misery and discomfort of kids. So like, for example, a kid is like frustrated, throwing a tantrum, a fit or whatever, there's probably one of these bugs that is like feeding off of that and growing and stuff. And so he goes around primarily with his own kids and the kids that he deals with at the gymnast stuff that he teaches or whatever. He goes, he crushes, he destroys the bugs or whatever, but of course he sees them in everyday life, but he doesn't do nothing about it. Well, one day while he's out with his family or whatever, he encounters a humongous like bug, like bigger than him, and he ends up running into this guy who plays like this superhero figure on this TV show that his kids watch or whatever, and this guy destroys the bug too, whatever. And when the dad reacts to him, the other guy's like, whoa, you can see me? And so that kind of starts this like kind of interesting conversation of like, okay, whoa, who are you? What is up with these bugs? And so you kind of see things start to kind of like get revealed and some insight into that stuff, whatever. And so basically he is known as a gymnastics buddy who they go around fighting these bugs and stuff, whatever. And so pretty interesting first chapter. Like I said, I of course love that we got some adult main characters. You know, like I said, the main character, I think he's like 27, I think his wife is 29, and 3 kids, you know, a 4-year-old son, and then 4 or 5-year-old son, and then 2 twins that are like 2 years old that are a boy and a girl. So I really dug it. Like, when this first got put on my radar, thanks to Knox and Yato, homies I follow on Twitter and on YouTube and stuff, whatever. When I see a new manga that's called Daddy and Buddy, as a dad, I feel obligated to check it out. So I checked it out, and it was like super dope, super full, super cool. But yeah, so that one was really cool to read. Another one that I caught up on, I had only read like the first chapter and a half, I think, whatever. But it's called, oh, and by the way, that Daddy and Buddy, it's available to read on that Manga Plus app and website. Now, Mugina Into the Deep. This is one I had to read in the nether realm of the internet. but this is the current manga from Inuo Asano, who, let me pull up his page if I can get this to open up. But a lot of y'all will probably know him from Good Night Pung Pung. What are some other big ones that he's known for? Oh yeah, Dead Demons, Dead Destruction. So those are kind of like the two main ones. And Solanin as well. So those are kind of like the few big ones that he is known for. But yeah, so Mugina Into the Deep follows this girl who is an assassin, and basically just targets different, or gets sent on missions, a hired assassin, so to speak, whatever. But like, it's super dope. I really love the art style and stuff of it or whatever. And so I read that. I think I read maybe like 5 chapters is what I was behind on. But super dope. Like I said, the art is super fantastic, super crazy. But yeah, so of course, so look forward to following and checking out more of that. Trying to think what else. I want to check out freaking or I want to circle back to like Shangri-La Frontier, especially because the anime is coming back. So that's kind of like, or the anime is premiering next season, so that's like top of my mind and stuff that I'm interested in. Like I said, Oshinoko and stuff. Shout out to, I can't remember if I mentioned the last episode, I think I did, but My Hero Academia crossed 400 chapters, so shout out to them. And yeah, that's kind of it as far as like the main things I want to touch on reading wise. Like I said, really briefly, there's also like a couple of like new ones that started lately too that I might let build up a few chapters before I dive in and check out or whatever. So but One Piece, so very brief, quick spoilers. Of course, I'm gonna put timestamps. If you don't want to hear anything about the One Piece manga, skip ahead a little bit. But so yeah, so One Piece, this is what manga chapter up to chapter 1093. So what is going on right now in the manga, man? Continues to be super dope. Right now we have freaking Luffy versus Kizaru going on right now. Chaos all across Egghead Island. Of course, Luffy went Gear 5. That activated the giant ancient robot thing that's like in the basement of Egghead Island. And all this stuff is going on. Last chapter, we saw Akainu attacking Kuma, Bartholomew Kuma, last episode at the Mary Joa, the Holy Land, before Kuma teleported out, which he's probably going to pop up on Egghead in the coming chapters or whatever. Cause that's where his daughter Jewelry Bonnie is, but yeah, like things are getting like very exciting. Of course, with the big wild card that Blackbeard is somewhere or somebody from Blackbeard's crew at least, is somewhere in the vicinity of Egghead Island, because many chapters back, we got like a glimpse of one of the Blackbeard pirate ship heading towards Egghead. And on top of that, we have freaking one of the five elders, Saturn, is there too, on a ship on the outskirts or whatever. So curious to see like what kind of wretched stuff is gonna go on with this, because Oda set up a while back, or kind of teased, that there will be a great incident that would happen on Egghead or whatever. So we're kind of like gearing up and leaning towards that big moment and stuff. So oh, and also we got to see Rob Lucci awaken versus Zoro. So lots of very cool, lots of very dope stuff going on right now in One Piece. Like I said, I'm just like feel very good to be back in my, starting to get back into my reading bag. But oh, and by the way, that's it for One Piece spoilers or whatever. But yeah, but all in all, I'm very excited. I'm kind of finding my groove again with all of this stuff, and how I'm very happy to be, like I said, trying to like slowly getting back into reading more manga, but I've also been super happy with the amount of gaming and stuff that I've done lately. Like I said, I am super proud of myself for finishing Sea of Stars, because I've started a lot of games, but I haven't really beaten a lot of games like I used to, whatever. I think the last game I beat this year was the only games I think I've like completed this year. Sea of Stars, Thunder Ray was freaking 20 minutes. Star Wars Jedi Survivor and Hogwarts Legacy. I think those are like the main ones that come to mind that I've actually beaten and stuff. So yeah, so very excited. Like I said, lots of stuff kind of coming up. We're a little under a month away from Spider-Man 2 coming out, which I'm definitely getting day one. I'm kind of on the fence on whether or not I want to get the new Assassin's Creed day one, because it's looking really dope. It's looking like it's going back to its roots that I enjoy, as far as like it being a little bit smaller and more contained story, because I heard that one's kind of more going to be like under 30 hours long, which is super dope for me. And the game is also going to be a little bit cheaper than a lot of the games. I think it's releasing it at $50. So maybe I might use some of my little rewards points from work to get that or whatever as a little treat in a couple of weeks. But yeah, I think things are looking good. Things are feeling good. I'm still trying to figure out stuff with how I want to handle my podcast and stuff, and my release cadence and stuff, whatever. So, you know, things are still kind of a little bit hectic and all over the place, but I've been slowly putting things into motion, putting things into place to kind of have a smoother setup and transition going forward, because I've kind of found myself mentally split between how I approach this as a podcaster and then also sometimes how I approach stuff as a kind of YouTuber, content creator side of things or whatever. And I think I'm kind of need to just lean more into sticking with my podcast bag and not worry about trying to do too much fancy stuff, editing and all that stuff, whatever, on YouTube, whatever, because it is what it is, you know, and I kind of want to just like focus on one thing. But that's kind of where I also kind of get to expand the other side of things with me doing more gaming stuff, because I've been recording some snippets of gameplay, whether it be me playing like the beginning of a game, like the intro of the game, or checking a couple of demos for some games that's coming out and stuff. And those have been like, that's been like really cool way for me to kind of broaden my horizon with different games and stuff I'm playing. And like I said, kind of building up that catalog of stuff on YouTube or whatever. So of course, make sure if you want to see more gameplay stuff or whatever, check it out on YouTube. But I definitely want to kind of continue to use my little format of kind of how I've always done it, where I have my little pillars to where I always talk about at the beginning of the show, life updates and stuff, family stuff, and then, you know, break it down from there from, you know, what I'm watching, reading, and playing, the three pillars, and then, you know, picking a topic, if whether it might be a topic of any combination of that stuff, whatever, and then doing my topic, and then if I still want to shout out some stuff I've been watching, reading, playing, or whatever, still doing that. So it's kind of like I've had a good thing going on the whole time, whatever. I just need to fully embrace it and just stick with it or whatever, and not overly complicate something that shouldn't be complicated is the best way I guess I can kind of put that and word that. So I hope y'all look forward to how things look and seem going forward. And I hope that y'all continue to be there to support me along the way. So I think that's going to do it for this episode. I kind of touched on the main things I wanted to touch on, reviewing Thunder Ray and talking about parenting is weird and some other stuff in between. So I think that's going to be it. I think I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to go pop in again on the homies Polo and Tail, see what they're doing on their podcast stream this week or right now. And maybe I might try to go sneak in another game or maybe read some manga before I go to bed. Last little thing too, whatever that happened. This weekend was my 15 year high school reunion, which was super crazy to think about. I didn't go this year or whatever. I just, you know, life stuff happening or whatever, so not really built to dive into that stuff whatever right now. But hopefully I aim to be able to go in 5 years for my 20 year anniversary, which is wild to even think about, just because of how much stuff I know is kind of on the horizon for the next 5 years, because in 5 years, because 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. Yeah, within the next 5 years, my oldest three, fingers crossed, you know, things go smoothly, whatever. In 5 years, my oldest three will be done with high school. They'll be young adults or whatever. They'll be 18, 19 years old or whatever in 5 years. Vash will be 10. My middle son, he'll be... No. Vash will be 11. Yeah, Vash will be 11. And then my middle son, he'll be 16. So he'll be in high school. Bruh. All right, let me get out of here, because I'm a man. Thinking about that, man. Next 5 years. A lot of stuff going to be happening or whatever. So, and who even knows, you know, where this podcast might be in 5 years. Will I still be doing this in 5 years? Who knows? So, this might be a fun little clip to look back on in the future or whatever. So, but as always, thank you so much for watching and or listening. You can find me everywhere at Danny's to Talk. Make sure y'all are subscribed to the YouTube channel if you want to see the video version of the podcast, as well as any gameplay videos and potential live streams. I've been debating about maybe doing live streams here and there, just because I do kind of miss being interacting with people and stuff forever. So maybe that might be something I maybe do in the future or whatever. I don't know, but we'll see, because I definitely want to also get when the extra coins present themselves, I definitely want to build me out a really nice gaming PC. So go subscribe to the YouTube, follow the podcast everywhere, whatever your favorite podcast app is, and shout out to everybody who supports me in other ways, whether it be on Patreon or people that are subscribed to the podcast via the Spotify subscriptions and stuff, whatever. I very much appreciate y'all. That it's like super dope seeing y'all do that every month. So shout out to all of y'all that do that. And so as always, like I always say, treat yourself to something nice, read some manga, watch some anime and TV, play some video games, and live your best life. And with that, I am out. Thank y'all so much for everything. I love y'all. Y'all be easy, and peace.